بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذا شعرف أبلغ الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت ذا شعكي محمد اختصب نبر الله مركضه from فیضان محبت. ٹائٹل ہے سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہو خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے. بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے. رابطہ اگر قوی ہے خدا سے. بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے. رابطہ اگر قوی ہو خدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے. دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے. روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے. دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے. روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. ذکر تیرا کریں بیٹھ کر ہم. ذکر تیرا کریں بیٹھ کر ہم. چاہیے وہ زمین دوسرا سے. ذکر تیرا کریں بیٹھ کر ہم. چاہیے وہ زمین دوسرا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق. جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق. وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے. جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق. وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہو خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے. مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے. سلطنت دے درے بے نوا سے. مالک دو
چاہے سلطنت دے در بے نواسے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع فوق کا خلق کے آسرا سے آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع فوق تھا خلق کے آسرا سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے شان عظمت جبال حرم کی شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تو غار حرا سے شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تو غار حرا سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے ذکر تیرا کرے بیٹھ کر ہم چاہیے وہ زمین دوسرا سے ذکر تیرا کرے بیٹھ کر ہم چاہیے وہ زمین دوسرا سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. This beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Sarku Pegham Hai Kuch Saba Se. The head, that is the brains, have got something to send a message with.
the morning wind. Just like previously we should write a letter, post it, must reach there. Now you just email, you just write, you press one button, shush, and it's gone. So like that, the brain has got a message. The morning wind must take that message to Allah Ta'ala. So, yeah, Hazrat explains that. Jisko nisbat ata hai khuda se. That person who has got connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Ard qaim hai aise ghada se. The world is carrying on, is progressing, living, the world is carrying on because of such people. As it comes in the hadith, as long as the name Allah, Allah is being said, the whole system of the world will carry on. And those people who got connection, not only the word Allah, that also will keep the world. But for the world to function properly, the more people there are and the more quality in the name of Allah. And connection with Allah, the world will function much more better also. بِنِيَازِ هَيْ هَرْ مِيَمَا سِوَاسِ. And this is that those gada, those mendicants who are devotees of Allah Ta'ala, they are those people who are totally independent of everything besides Allah Ta'ala. Their attention is only to Allah Ta'ala. رَابِطَ غَرْقَوِي هَيْ خُدَا سَيْ. And that happens when a person has got a strong connection with Allah. Like that, every person, you'll ask a non-believer also, you believe in God? He'll say, yes, I believe. He's also got some connection. Yeah. Ask a Muslim who doesn't make namaz also far from deen. You believe in Allah? Of course I believe in Allah. But one is a person who's got that strong connection with Allah Ta'ala, fulfilling the rights of Allah, and all the time is in the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. Such people, they are the ones, we have got it completely upside down. Unfortunately, even as Muslims, as learned people, we feel that the worldly people, the west or the east, the north or the south of the world, they have done favors upon us, and all the, we are living, technology, life has become easy, comfortable, all that is because of that. It is totally the opposite. The more they are the worshippers of Allah, and the more the connection with Allah, not only ibadat, but inside connection, Allah makes the means then. And Allah uses these people to make life more easier, more comfortable. But the main essence is connection with Allah Ta'ala. The basic is just the name of Allah also. Even without reality, that will keep the world going there. But the more there is reality in it, and the more people that there are, the more Allah Ta'ala will make life become more easier and more comfortable. Dil hai mamnoon unke ata se. The heart is thankful all the time for the gifts of Allah Ta'ala. Ruh nadim hai apne khata se. And at the same time, a person is sorrowful for the wrong that he has done. If you consider Allah's favors, Allahu Akbar, we cannot imagine billions of Allah's favors just in this one paper. For it to be made, you needed the industry that makes paper industry. They needed wood. For the trees they needed. And then, for those trees to grow, you needed how many people to work. And the paper industry, how many machines they use. And for each machine, how many machines to make that machine. And how many people to make that machine. It's mind-boggling. You cannot imagine in this one paper, on the ink on this paper, that how many billions of things and people have worked, then we get it ready printed here. We don't think of all that. So Allah's favors upon every person, your glasses, this one glass here, and the contents in it, the water in it, or just the water, what a nimat. Scientists, they claim big, big things, and they say that water is H2O, but they got two parts of hydrogen enough in their laboratories. They got oxygen enough in their laboratories. Take two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen, make one drop of water. Challenge them, make one drop of water, and you got so much, and you know it's two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. But who is the maker? Who are the gifts of Allah? We cannot. This water came from wherever, the reservoir, all the piping. For the piping, how many people were? Whether it was copper piping, rubber piping, galvanized pipe, all that. how many people work to make that piping, how many trucks work, how many cars work, how many offices work, how many, you cannot imagine. And we just drink the water and not one alhamdulillah, not one bismillah before drinking that water. So this all, so much of Allah's ni'mat, and we don't acknowledge, we don't make shukr. In fact, we disobey Allah. We use the ni'mats of Allah and we break the laws of Allah left, right and center. So dil mamnoon hai unke ata se, the heart is very thankful for the gifts of Allah. Ruh nadim hai apne khata se. But the ruh, and this condition is also a very good condition. Though you are sinful, you don't, but you are sorrowful. But those who are not even sorrowful, in fact those who are committing sin and are arrogant and proud, well, how bad is that condition? As long as you are still acknowledging and you are asking for forgiveness, that's also a very good condition. Zikr tera kare baith kar hum. We sit together and we remember you, O Allah. As Allah has given us this majlis, we remembering Allah. Chahi wo zami dusra se. That is the place we want. We don't want any other place. Where we sit and we remember our creator, nourisher, sustainer, who sends so much of blessings upon us. Such places we should be, till where we remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Jisko roshan kare khudrat-e haq, who Allah makes to shine in this world. Wo diya kya bujega hawa se. Who can put out that lamp? The people whom Allah has given izzat and honor. And then there are people who get jealous of such people and they want to try and destroy them. But what can they do? Who Allah made to shine? Who can even touch one hair of that person? But it's different if you want to shine yourself. You want to promote yourself, make yourself big, then you won't last at all. But Allah, who Allah makes big, nobody. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made big. All the posters and all the cartoons and all that can never ever blow the wind of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam off. Whom Allah has made big, no wind of the world can blow that lamp of Allah ta'ala off. Malike do jahan agar tu chahe. If you want the king of the two worlds, if you want Allah ta'ala, sultanate be, dare be nawase. Then you will give your whole sultanate, your kingdom, then you will get Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala said, like Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, he was the king of Balkh, which was a huge country, rich country. He sacrificed all that and he went out to find Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, we can also do it today. Like Allah said, Hazrat explains it so beautifully, there's some very beautiful woman. And you feel, if I can get this woman, then I've got everything. And if I had a whole country, I should give my country to get this woman. Okay, so, but to get her, you haven't got a country, and you're not going to get her, but you make this niyat that, Ya Allah, even if I had a country, I should not have taken her. So you have given your country for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Okay, and you will get Allah according to how Ibrahim ibn Adham got Allah Ta'ala. But he sacrificed his whole country, and then Allah gave him, Allah presented himself, and Allah came in his heart, and what was the condition of Ibrahim ibn Adham? So like that, a person feels that whatever, if I can get this riches of this world, all these factories and all these refineries, if they belong to me, oil refineries and gold mines belong to me, but the desire of yours which you want to fulfill, haram, oh Allah, I'll sacrifice it. For your sake, you'll also get Ibrahim ibn Adham at that same level. Aftabe nabuwat ka matla, the horizon of the sun, of the rising sun, fauqa khalq ke asra se, it is even more higher than the hopes of the creation. That is, when that sun that rises, what a great gift, where man never asked Allah Ta'ala, the sun must rise upon us. Now, man don't even today acknowledge that what energy is coming, what light is coming, the calculation of our day and night, the calculation of our time and our ages and everything by the rising of the sun. And that sun that rises in the heart, Allah Ta'ala's nur, when you sacrifice your gunas, and the darkness of the night, it goes away, vanishes, and the sun of Allah's love comes into the heart. It's, you cannot imagine how high that is, what the value of that is. Shani azmat jibal haram ki, And if you want to get some idea, then the mountains of the Haram, which are usually black, burnt rock, stone, what is the value? In our eyes, unfortunately, we don't see. If you want to know the value, koi puche to ghari hira se. If you want to know the value of those mountains, then one cave in that mountains, the cave of Hira, where Jibreel alayhi salam came, where the ayats were revealed. So what is the value? For us, it's just mountains. Dead mountains where nothing really even grows on that mountain. And burn black with the intense heat, those rocks. But what are the value? They are associated with the Haram. They are associated with Rauza and Mubarak. And step by step, slowly these hillocks and these mountains are connected with the Rauza and Mubarak, are connected with Kaaba Sharif. And if you want to know the value, ask Ghari Hira. That here the ayats of the hidayat of mankind. From here the passports of Jannat were being printed and distributed. The visa of Jannat was being given from here. This is the value of that place. The enjoyments of Jannat, Allahu Akbar. But the visa was prepared here. The passports were being made here. That's what you will get. So ask Ghari Hira, what is the value of the mountains of the Haram? Mustarid hai, mera zaak hai sajda. My sajda, I'm restless in my sajda. When a person realizes all this, and then see that sajda of his, then it is not just putting your head down and waiting to pick it up again. And sometimes in the Haram of Medina especially, you think the Imam is gone, he slept away. So long sajda he makes, you think he slept away and you just want to pick up your head. When these realities have come in the heart, the value of the mountains of the Haram and the value of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, the city of Medina from where Islam spread in the world, from where Jannat certificates were being printed and being given out to the whole world till our time, 1400 years ago, and Allah knows still how long also, still how many people are going to get the certificates and the passports of Jannat, then your sajda is a different sajda. Sarku Pegam He Kut Saba Se, this is the title of the poem, that now my mind has got a message with the morning wind to give that message to Allah. And this is more faster than email also. Sometimes that message comes failed. Your message didn't, no delivery. But this message goes direct to Allah Ta'ala. And that from the days of before when there wasn't postal service. And you wanted to contact somebody in another city, in another country, or perhaps 2-3 years, your message would take. Then postal service came weak, then good postal service, express post, what type, courier service, all that. Now email, only Allah knows what. But already a person who's got contact with Allah, he's gone far in advance already. And when he's down in sajda, and his message is going to Allah Ta'ala. And the wind just takes his message and gives it to Allah Ta'ala. Mujh pe barsa de darya rahmat. And when you reach this, then you say only this, oh Allah, pour down your torrents of mercy and rahmat upon me. Maangta hai ye akhtar khuda se. This is what akhtar, this is what a devotee, a gada of Allah, mendicant, this is what he will ask of Allah. Not beautiful gardens, not big homes, not flashy motor cars, not big properties and incomes, but the disconnection with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that, inshallah. This is a poem, I think last majlis after Musunai. There's a lady from UK, she prepared in Urdu, now she prepared in Arabic a poem. And she requested it must be recited, and she asked also that how many more Kaji Mali Saps are there in the Khanqa. She knows of 3 Kaji Mali Saps. She's so far away, but just see her contact, on the internet, on there. And she said that how Mir Saab was to Allah, to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. The 3 Kaji Mali Saabs are in our Khanqa like that. M for Maulana Musa, I for Maulana Imran, and R for Maulana Ridwan. So Mir. So she has prepared that. So I wrote back, I said that there are only 3 Kaji Mali Saabs. But we got one other, Rashid Kaji. And if you read his silhouetted glimpses, you'll get an idea which one lady wrote, and she said that what a character Rashid Qazi is, the way he has written Silhouetted Glimpses, etc. So she requested that one of the Qazi Maliksafs must translate this poem also.
كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميد إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد هو الذي علمنا كيف نحمدك ربنا هو الذي علمنا كيف نحمدك ربنا وهو الذي عرفنا وهو الذي عرفنا من الذي محمد رسولنا من الذي محمد رسولنا هو طبيب قلوبنا ونحن السقماء هو أبونا قوة أعيننا هو أبونا قوة أعيننا ونحن أبناؤه السعداء ونحن أبناؤه السعداء كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميد إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد ذهب طيب حديقتنا إلى الطيبة طابتي وألوان ربيعي وألوان ربيعي تنبت في المدينة تنبت في المدينة نفس الفداء لقبر هو ساكنه فيه العفاف فيه العفاف والجود والكرم كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميد إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد ذهب نور عيوننا وكأن الليل يغشانا وإنا فرحنا معه وإنا فرحنا معه في المباركة المكانا في المباركة المكانا ولكن فراقه يبكينا حتى الجدران حزينة هذا تأثير أزهار الحب هذا تأثير أزهار الحب تركت في الحديقة تركت في الحديقة كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميد إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد إنه متواضع ولذلك ما عرفنا أنه جوهر أنه جوهر سمين بدون الثمن سمين بدون الثمن إنه مألف ولذلك ما عرفنا أنه في الزمن من أنه في الزمن من بقية الأكابر والسلف بقية الأكابرين والسلفين. يا أسفا نحن من تعظيم نعمتنا عميانا، ويا أسفا نظن أن أدبنا له سيكفينا، أن أدبنا له سيكفينا. كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد، ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميد. إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد، كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد. إذا غاب الشمس عنا نزل الأمطار واسقينا، وإذا هو إمام يزكينا، وحرارة حبه تنبتنا، ونرجو يوم رجوعه من حببنا بالقاسم، ويقسم علينا كل الخير، إذا جاء شيخنا بالبركات والتقسيم. كيف نحمد ربنا بعطائه الحميد، ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميد. إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد، كيف نحمد ربنا بعطائه الحميد. العين إذا رأت الحبيب تكون محبوبا، والقدم إذا مشت على القدس يكون مقدسا. ونحن إذا جلسنا معه نكون مثله الحميد، ولو كان المثل ضعيفا، والبعيد من الحقيقة، كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد، ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميد. إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد، كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد. قبل لقاء الشيخ ما علمنا ما الصلاة، وما خشوعه ولا الحياة، ولا الحياة ومعناه. ظننا الطمانينة تكون في اللهو واللعب، وما علمنا ما الذكر، ما الذكر وما لذاته. ظننا لطف الحياة تكون في مال وطريقة عصرية، وما علمنا ما السنة وبركاته. ظننا الأموال والأولاد يحفظنا من الكربات، وما علمنا كيف ننجينا، كيد الشيطان ومكره، كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد، ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميد. إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد، كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد. الدعاء يخرج من قلوبنا كل حين، اللهم ثبتنا وقلوبنا، بالعافية على ذكرك وعلى الدين. اللهم ارضى عن شيخنا وعنا أجمعين، وأدخلنا برحمتك مع الأبرار والمقربين، وتقبلنا بعزتك لخدمة دينك إلى يوم الدين. واجعلنا يا مولانا لنبينا والأنبياء بالصدق من الوارثين، وأحينا على الجمع والسنة المتمسكين، وأيدنا بالنصرة والفتح على رغم الكافرين. كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد، ولسنا أهانا لصحبته الحميد. إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد، كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد. اللهم إنا نشكرك على نعمة شيخنا، فاكتبنا من الشاكرين وزدنا كما تقول لأزيدنكم. يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ذا القوة المتين اللهم احفظه من كل مصيبة وبلاء وكل شيء حزن، وتقبله بقبول حسن، وقر عيون حبيبنا به وإيانا أجمعين وقونا في رضاك مثل الصحابة بلا خوف ولا مخافة لومة اللائم ولا مخافة لومة اللائم. كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد، ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميد. إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد، كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد. بلغ الهدى إلى كل مكان البر والبحر من الطيبة الطابة، وبلغ الهدى إلى كل العالم من تحت شجرة الرمان. بلغ الهدى اللهم إلى كل الدنيا كلها من فيض شيخنا عبد الحميد بدونك إننا يا أبانا يتيم وبوجودك تنور الليل والظلام كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد، ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميد. إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد، كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Fourth starts with, how can we ever praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His great, great bounties and favors which He has bestowed upon us, the beautiful bounties. Yeah, they use the word Hamid different ways. The name of our Shaykh is Ibn Abdul Hamid Sahib, but he's using it as different qualities, that Allah ta'ala's favors are very, very great upon us, whereas we are not worthy for the wonderful and the great suhbat for our Shaykh. This is the very, very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is also Al-Hamid, who is full of praises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sohbat of our Shaykh is full of praises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of praises, and Allah's favors upon us also, very, very great. The same quality is used for all three. Our Shaykh is the one who has taught us how we should praise you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the one who has taught us who is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the doctor of our hearts, whereas we are completely sick and ill people. He is our father, the coolness of our eyes, and we are his fortunate children. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we ever praise you for your wonderful bounties, whereas we are not fit for his wonderful suhbat and company. Verily, this is Allah ta'ala's great favor upon us, who is full of praises. The beauty of our garden, the fragrance of our garden has gone to Medina Munawwara, and the colors of spring are always sprouting up in Medina Munawwara. May my soul be sacrificed for the qabr in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is residing. In the qabr, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the quality of complete chastity and generosity and kindness. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we ever praise you for your wonderful favors? We are not worthy of his wonderful suhbat and companionship. This is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great favors upon us, that Allah ta'ala is full of praises. The light of our eyes has gone away, and it seems like the light, the night has encompassed us, engulfed us, and our shaykh has gone. Now there is darkness upon us. And verily our happiness is with him in the very, very mubarak and blessed places of Madinah Munawwara. Most likely when Hazrat went to Madinah Munawwara, it was written at that time. However, his separation is making us cry, so much so that even the walls are very, very sad. This is the effect of the flowers of love which Hazrat has left in the hearts, in the gardens. The gardens here refers to our hearts and our madrasa. How can we ever praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his wonderful favors, whereas we are not worthy for his great, great sohbat and companionship? Verily, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, who is full of praises. Our Shaykh is very, very humble. For this reason, we have not understood that he is a valuable gem, which is priceless, which has got no price. He is an embodiment of love, and for this reason, we have not realized that in this era we are living in, he is from amongst the remainder of the Akabir and the Aslaf, the pious predecessors. He is one of the remaining ones. Oh sadness and sorrow, that we are completely blind to honor and respect this great bounty which Allah Ta'ala has granted to us. Oh, how sad that we only think that a little bit of adab and respect for him will be sufficient for us, but we are not following his teachings. How can we ever praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his wonderful favors, whereas we are not worthy for his wonderful suhbat and companionship? Verily, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that Allah ta'ala is full of praises. When the sun sets from us, this is when the sun goes away, our Hazrat goes away, then the rains fall down and we are quenched. That is when a person starts crying in the shock, in the desire of meeting his Shaykh, and he remembers the nasihat and advices of his Shaykh, then this is like the water which is coming down and it is quenching our thirst. So even though the Shaykh is not there, but his teachings are there, so our thirst is quenched in this way. He is the Imam who is purifying us, and the love of his love, the heat of the love which is in the heart of our Shaykh, the love of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is giving life to us. It is making us grow. It is removing evil thoughts, evil qualities within us. It is creating akhlaq-e hamida, beautiful qualities and beautiful characteristics. We are waiting, we have got hope for the day when he will return. That one who has taught us the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abul Qasim, the one who is the distributor of every goodness. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the first person who distributed. Allah Ta'ala given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he distributed. And then we want our Shaykh, yuqassimu alayna, he must distribute upon us, which he got from the Anbiya alayhi wasallam. It went through all its different stages, all our buzurgani deen, until it comes to our Shaykh. And now he must distribute towards us every kind of greatness. Whenever our Shaykh comes to us with great blessings, and he must continuously give us. How can we ever praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his wonderful favors? We are not worthy of this great suhbat and companionship we have. So really, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, who is full of praises. These two lines I never understood very, very well. The eyes, when it sees the beloved, then it becomes beloved. Perhaps it means that a person will get, when he sees his beloved, his love for his beloved will increase. And when the feet walks on a very, very mubarak and blessed place, it becomes more honorable. Maybe when we come and sit in the companionship of our Shaykh, then our honor increases. And when we sit with our Shaykh, then we will become like him, we will become similar to him. Even though we are an example similar to him, but even though this example is very, very weak and very, very far from the reality and the haqiqat, but we will be slowly to get the qualities, even though we are very, very far away still. How can we ever praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His wonderful favors? We are not worthy of His wonderful companionship. Verily, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great favors upon us, who is full of praises. Before meeting our Shaykh, we did not know what was salat, what was khushu and concentration in salat. We did not know what is life, and what is the meaning of life. We thought the peace of mind and contentment was in futility, pastimes, and playing. We did not know what was dhikr. We did not know what was the enjoyment of dhikr. We thought that the enjoyment of life was in having a lot of wealth, and in following the Western custom, Western lifestyle, the modern lifestyle. We did not know what was sunnat, and the barakat and blessings of sunnah. We thought that our money and our wealth will save us from all kinds of problems and difficulties. And we did not know how we can save ourselves from the evil tricks of shaitan and his evil planning. How can we ever praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His wonderful favors? We are not worthy of this wonderful suhbat and companionship we have got. Verily, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that Allah ta'ala is full of praises. The dua is emerging from our hearts at every moment, that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us steadfast and our hearts steadfast, and grant us afiyat and safety from all problems, and to make your dhikr, keep us steadfast on your dhikr and on deen. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be pleased with our Shaykh and with all of us, every single one of us. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through your mercy, enter us with all the very, very pious and the very, very close ones to you. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through your qudrat and power, accept us for the khidmat of your deen, for the service of your deen until the day of Qiyamah. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us, O our Master, that we must become the true inheritors of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam in the most truthful way, in the most correct way. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us life, or raise us, holding very, very firm al-jama'i wa sunnah, on the Ahl sunnah wal jamaat, the party of the Ahl sunnah wal jamaat, that is on the tariqah of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on the tariqah and the way of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us and assist us with victory and success, despite the kuffar and disbelievers hating it, disliking it. O Allah ta'ala, how can we praise you for your wonderful favors upon us? We are not worthy of our Shaykh's wonderful suhbat and companionship. Verily, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, who is full of praises. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are making shukr and thanking you for the great bounty of our Shaykh. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, write us amongst those people who are engaged in the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the praises of Allah ta'ala, in gratitude to Allah ta'ala. And O Allah ta'ala, increase us, like as we have said, La azidannakum, Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, if you will make shukr, I will definitely increase you. So Allah, increase us, because we are making shukr. O Rahman, O the most merciful, the most kind, the most powerful. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect our Shaykh from every kind of calamity, every kind of examination, and from anything which will make him sorrowful and grief. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept him in the most beautiful way, and cool the eyes of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with him and with every single one of us. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us strong in your rida, in your pleasure. Like how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how you made them, you were pleased with them. Become pleased with us also, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we must not have fear for anyone, and we must not worry about the criticism and the fault finding of people. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we praise our Rabb? How can we praise you for your wonderful favors upon us? We are not worthy of the suhbat and the companionship of our Shaykh. Verily, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, who is full of praises. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a dua, that O Allah ta'ala, convey hidayat and guidance to every place in the world, whether it's the land or the oceans, from Madinah Munawwara. And then send hidayat and guidance to the whole world, from under the pomegranate tree. This is in reference to Darul Uloom Deoband. And then send hidayat, O Allah ta'ala, to the whole world, everywhere, through the fears and the blessings of our Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Darul Barakatuhum. So here first she mentioned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then she mentioned Darul Uloom Deoband, and then from our Shaykh, showing that this come down in stages from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first, and then from Darul Uloom Deoband and Akabir, and then from our Shaykh. O our Father, without you, verily we are yatims and orphans, and by your presence and by your existence, the night and darkness has become full of light. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we ever praise you for your wonderful favors? We are not worthy of the wonderful and beautiful companionship of our Shaykh. Verily, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, who is full of, full of praises.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just a few things that come to mind. We should consider there is a lady, she's far away in the UK, but how much of interest she's taking. And literally, she's glued to the website. We should ask ourselves, how many of us go onto the website also? How many of us, if we can't come, we listen to one live streaming? How many the other kitabs and all the other things? Allah reward Bhai Shaheen, mashallah, he keeps it so well updated, but how many of us follow? And just see, just 2 weeks we were not here, we went for Umrah, she felt the vacuum she felt. And in that feelings of hers, she wrote this whole big poem. So this is how a person should be. And she is a female and she's far away. But just imagine how much we should, where are we and where should we be. And the more we have this interest, etc., the more Allah will bless us. And then her respect that the Shaykh she regards as the father and we are the children. So this attitude, this feelings, then a person will benefit tremendously. May Allah let us all benefit from this very noble, and it is a path where a person can soar and fly high to Allah. And it is a very, therefore it's very delicate also. If an aeroplane is to fall, what happens? And if it flies, how doesn't it fly? What comfort and ease will you reach your destination? Allah has given us that in this path of suluk and tariqat. That way, what way you reach all your ibadat and all your mujahada and all everything else, you cannot reach there where with suluk you reach. There is a highest place. May Allah bless us with its reality, and really for us, for all of us to take a lesson that a lady from so far, many others also, not only she, many others, people from around the world, men also, women also, and Allah reward Yusuf for telling me long time to start with the website, but just wouldn't accept it, but finally, and today, may Allah save us from the harms also, and grant us all the benefits, may Allah protect us, and grant us all the goodness inshallah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Shortest surah of the Quran, short bayan also. So just a little while inshallah. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that the greatest honor and praises that Allah has lauded on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in this surah here. Such a short surah, but the greatest praises Allah has put for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this surah. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, on the way to Medina Sharif, try and read the surah 1,000 times. It's not difficult, it's quite easy, but if we can't manage 1,000, then as much as possible. And perhaps a good way, read one time the surah, one time Durood Sharif, one time surah, one time Durood, or 10 times the surah, 10 Duroods. Durood and the surah, Inna Aataina, Surah Kauthar, read it abundantly and see how Allah opens your ways. And you will be amazed and shocked that you hardly came in the airport, and so you won't even go to Jeddah, you'll go to Medina airport, where small airport, things go very fast there. You hardly came in the airport the one side and you out the other side. You wonder that how all this happened. Allah will open the ways for you in such a way. Immigration, in few seconds it will take place. Your baggage is there and you are out already. Your taxi is there and you are already in your place. Eh? And then that eagerness that will pull you, the magnet to go to Rauza Mubarak. So try always, one of the main adabs when going to Medina Sharif, read the surah if we can. From wherever, from Jeddah if you are leaving, or you are flying from Dubai, you are flying from Istanbul, from Cairo, on the way now to Medina, just read the surah as much as possible and see how Allah will open the ways. So anyway, in the surah, there were great ordeals and trials and tasks on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest amanat of the whole world since ever the creation of the world. And the whole world together, the greatest amanat was put on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The amanat, inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard wal-jibal. Allah says, we presented the amanat. Which amanat? Not to look after 1,000 rand, 5 million rand, to look after this, but the amanat of deen. This is the greatest amanat. A hafiz of Quran, when he becomes hafiz, a great amanat has been given. Transferred to him, and now he has to look after that amanat. An alim of deen, a greater amanat is placed on him, the hold of deen, the responsibility of deen, the understanding, the correct understanding, the propagation to practice oneself, to make others practice, that amanat has been placed. A person becomes a qari, the 7 qiraats, whatever he has learned to whatever extent, that amanat lies on him. He must now maintain that Quran Sharif in that way. And he must teach it and propagate it to others. He becomes a mufti. What a great amanat. The trust of the ummah is now on him. And he has to guide the ummah with masail. If Allah makes you a sheikh, a great amanat, very great amanat is placed on your shoulder now. Now you are responsible to guide mankind. All this to dunya's, all amanats of dunya, is not even a drop in the ocean compared to the the amanat of deen. So great is this amanat of deen. And from there we can understand these Darul Ulooms, etc., the Khanqas, etc., Tabligh Jamaat, what a great amanat they are carrying and they are fulfilling. And we all should make dua that Allah equip us, let us fulfill this great amanat. That all this of all time, all the kitabs, Torah, Zabur, Injil, are all in the Quran Sharif. This whole, all from Adam al-Islam, that amanat, until the day of Qiyamah, it was placed on the shoulder of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great amanat. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam endlessly, tirelessly, he was working in order to give this amanat to mankind, to transfer it, and what obstacles he faced. The worst obstacles that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself says, nobody faced such difficulties, hardships and obstacles in the biggest thing, not in establishing a shop, not in to get a degree, not in order to do anything for this deen and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exclusively is Nabi rahmatul lil alameen, for the entire universe, for all time, still the day of Qiyamah, for the whole world, not just one area, not only for Saudi Arabia, not only for Hijazi Muqaddas, but for the whole world until the day of Qiyamah. Not only for Arabs, but for Africans, for Asians, for Europeans, for Australians, for the whole world, Allah made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a Nabi. So what an amanat. And the greatest obstacles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced. Other Nabis also had difficulties and obstacles, but not like what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then again, the obstacles were from those people who you expected full support. Like if a lady unfortunately goes for an abortion, she opts for the abortion. And the abortion, whichever now modern ways are being done, that child when it's being aborted, it cringes to the mother that you are my support, you are my only support. And the very person who was the support is the murderer, is the killer of the child. Okay? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was expecting the greatest support from his immediate family people, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, but they turned out to be the worst enemies and the greatest of obstacles. In the light of all this, and then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his mission to this extent that till today, when we go to Rozai Mubarak and with great relish and enjoyment today, we read it, Ballaghta al-Risala. وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةِ. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a responsibility which Allah had put on your shoulders. يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. You did 100% justice. In Hajjatul Wada, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ الرِّسَالَةِ. Have I conveyed the message? And the words the Sahaba had said till today, it's ringing all the time at Rozai Mubarak. How happy must Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be getting. 1400 years and the Ummah hasn't forgotten that I have conveyed the message as it was supposed. And قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ. You had done full justice in the conveying of the message. قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ. That very amanat, you had fulfilled the full rights of it. 100%, you didn't leave a stone unturned. You didn't leave one speck of that amanat not being fulfilled. 100% you fulfilled that amanat. And not only that, more than that, وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ. You made nasihat to the ummah. You gave them extra what? And the advices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. If a person reads the Arba'een of Nawawi or any other, how many kitabs and what advices Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave? وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةِ. And all the problems they were going to face, the difficulties, you gave the solutions. But the sad part of the ummah, we are looking for it in non-Muslim people's books. People, like we also, we study from grade 1 and today from Montessori and before that. From the time we study from the left side of the book. Then how are you going to come right? If you go to madrasa, you start from the right side. Yeah, you start from the left side and whole life you're studying from the left side. And when you start reading on each page also, you read from the left. How you will come right? And when that is ingrained in you for 12 years of official studies, from grade 1 to grade 12, then you go to university and more you reading left to right, and more from the left side you opening your books, how you will come right in life? To those people who read from the right side, and from the beginning, and then yeah, you learn B for brawl, you start playing, C for cat, D for dog. Now if you don't, you're just involved in cats and dogs and just playing, what is going to happen to you? And if in Islam you start, Alif say Allah. You start with Allah, then where won't you reach? So those people who are like that, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this very great task. And he conveyed this message 100% and all. And we look for our solutions in the works of these people who study from the left side and who open the books from the left side. Where are you going to come right if you look for the solution in the wrong side? Look for the solution where the solution is in the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And wallah, without any doubt, till the day of Qiyamah, Whether it's dunya's matters, deen's matters, the solutions are in deen. But we don't look for it in deen. That example is overtraded, but it is so necessary and so important that a person who lost his gold coin, who was living in a tent shanty, looks for it outside under the street light. When he can't find it and he's asked, where you lost it? In my tent shanty. Why are you looking for it here? Yeah, bright lights here. The glitter and glamour of this dunya, looking for our peace of mind, contentment in holidays, in resorts, in parties, in going out, in eating out, in an outward lifestyle. Your solution is not there. You can look for it till the cows go home. How can you get it there? Your solution is back in your home. Go back to Islam. Go back to deen. Bring deen in your life. That is where your solution is. But we're looking for it in the wrong place. When we regard poison as medicine, and we regard medicine as poison, how can we get solution? Today we regard the Western way of life, taking bonds from banks, overdrafts, and interest dealings, etc. All those wrong things we are doing, and we are hoping to get success. They escape destruction. We are mixing with women, looking at other women. Your success is in your wife, and you're looking for it in somebody else. Your peace of mind and enjoyment is in your wife, but then you're looking for it somewhere. How can you ever get it? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us all the solution. So and now then Allah ta'ala to console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in view of all these adversaries and odds and people going against him, Allah revealed the surah, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Inna we. Allah is one. But when a government speaks with authority, the government says we. So Allah is the greatest authority. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained so beautifully, that the name of Allah, as we have got it here on top, that how, what does it signify? And these are the arifs, what marifat Allah has blessed them. The alif is the pole of the flag. Like every government got their flags. And on special occasions, they fly the flag at high mast. It's flying high. So this is a long, you can see it's the longest pole. How long it is. And then that little small tip on top is the flag. The flag of Allah, which is flying very high. And all the time it's flying at high mass. The flag of Allah Ta'ala. Then the name of Allah is with two lambs. And according to Arabic calligraphy, writing, you can write it in different ways also. But according to deen and fiqh and sharia, it is not permissible to write Allah's name in any other way besides how it's written here. The two lambs must be joined in this way here. You can write it in a, like Yasin in the Quran Sharif, is Ya with a Khara Zabar and a Mad on top of it. You have to write it like that. If you're writing Yasin, if somebody's name is Yasin, then you write Ye with a Alif. And Sin Ye Noon. That you write it differently. But Quran Sharif, you can't write Yasin of, if you are just writing, you can't write Yasin in that way there. You have to write it as it is in the Quran Sharif. And many, many other, the whole Quran Sharif, where the words of the Quran are maintained. That is, the Hafiz has to learn and read it like that. One student, our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasab, he started reading Ayn Sin Qaf in this 25 Supara. So he read Asaqa. Hafiz Abdul gave him one slip. And if you can't read that how you want to read it, Asaqa, you have to read it as it's supposed to be read. And you have to write it as it's supposed to be written. You can't use any other form of writing also. Not spelling. Spelling also must be 100% correct. But the type of choice of the calligraphy must be also. So the two lambs of Allah have to be in this way here. And if you see the two lambs like this, it's a crown. The crown of a king. The crown of Allah Ta'ala. And a big crown. What a big crown. And then the tashdeed which is on top is another crown. So double crown. Because Allah Ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. Allah is Malikul Mulk, King of all the kings. Allah is the one and only. And then when you, so now you realize this, is Allah so great? Is He? Yes, who? Allah, who? It's only He. There is no one else. There is no second to Him. And then, really, is He so great? The Khara Zabar, exclamation mark. that he is so great. Or the exclamation mark danger. Like on the road sign, exclamation mark, danger in front. Don't interfere with Allah Ta'ala. He's a great, he's the greatest, he's the only authority, that is Allah Ta'ala. So Allah said, Inna, we have a'tainaka in the past tense, we have already given you. And not that we are going to give you, like for our Islahi Jalsa efforts, most of our brothers, this is our program, we're going here, we're going there. That is alright, we want to know where have you gone already. What are the results already? Not where are you going. Where have you gone? What results have we got already? So Allah says in the past, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have given you kawthar. Two tafsirs of kawthar. One is the common, the wonderful fountain on the day of Qiyamah, from where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be giving out people to drink from the drinks of kawthar. And it will be such a drink, like Zamzam also you drink, the dua we should make, that you never feel thirsty again. And after drinking Kawthar, a person will never feel thirsty. In Jannah, there will be no hunger, there will be no thirst. A person will drink just for pleasure, and just for enjoyment. You won't get full also. Sometimes the ginger beer is so wonderful, homemade ginger beer. Your Khala made it, and she was expert in making ginger beer. But now how much you going to drink? How much are you going to... In Jannah, no problem. You can drink as much as you want to. No harm. You're not going to come up with a cold. Drinking cold ginger beer or anything else. You will just enjoy forever. So the kawthar will be given after that. No thirst for a person. And then whatever you're going to in Jannah will be only for enjoyment and pleasure. So that is one meaning, and to get once a person, and kawthar Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself will be giving out. And he will be giving out to the mashayikh and to the ulama. They will be the direct recipients. And then those under those ulama rabbani and under the mashayikh, in turn they will get from them. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who get from the direct hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a very tall order, but Allah's rahmat is also so great. Why must we keep ourselves back from asking from Allah's rahmat? Just like to go in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a very tall order. Where are we fit to be? But the magnanimous kindness and compassion of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't deprive yourself. Just like from Buzurgani Deen, Allah wala, we saw with our Shaykh, we saw with Hazrat Shaykh, Mufti Mahmud sahab, Maulana Masihullah sahab, all our Buzurgs, they were so big hearted. Where are we fit to even take their names? Where are we fit to be? But when you go, how they embrace you, how they make you feel so important. Wallah, this will be the same by Roza and Mubarak also. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all mashayikh, and he's the greatest of all ulama. And when you go there, we know we are not fit, but their hearts. One time, somebody informed Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah sahab rahmatullah alayh, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed salams to him. His immediate reaction, not after thinking of it, immediately he says, where are we fit for it? This is the work of great big people, that they even consider small people. And they consider sinners also, and they even think about us and send salam for us. We will think, oh, I'm worthy of it. I'm also a buzurg. I'm also in that league. I've joined in the fraternity of the buzurg. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they immediately said that we not fit for it. But it is the kindness. So big hearted are these great people, and the king of them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't be frightened. Do have the feeling of guilt, but go in front and open your heart to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also one thing, what I experienced once, my own personal experience. I was outside Masjid Nabawi on the Qibla side just by Roza and Mubarak. And the thought just came to me, if there is to be an attack on Roza and Mubarak, I will escape and run away and look for a place of safety. Immediately I felt great darkness in my heart. I made Tawbah Istighfar, I said, I'll give my life, and I felt Noor coming in my life. We are weak and etc., but our words also. And consider in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the battle of Badr, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't go out for battle. He went out to catch the caravan of Abu Sufyan. And then the Sahaba had different opinions, when the whole geography and the whole field had changed now. Now a war situation had come. One was just catching a caravan that was passing illegal on through the Muslim borders to arrest them. And they had no arms or anything, and to go and arrest them was a simple thing. But now suddenly the whole army of Makkah Sharif is coming. And now the whole thing, situation has changed. Now it's a war situation. Many Sahaba felt that we didn't come out to fight. This is the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was said about this. Then some Sahaba, especially Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala, on that occasion, what a bayan he gave. Oh Allah's Rasul, if you tell us to jump into the sea, we are ready. If you tell us to jump from the top of the mountain, we are ready. If you tell us to jump into the fire, we are ready. So like that, say to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if it's words, and we know that Allah, who is even more greater, the greatest of the great, Allah has declared openly on the tongue of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you can't cry, make your face like a crying person. In other words, and Allah knows you are lying, you have been putting a mask, you are just fooling. But Allah says, I'm happy even if you just like fool me. You can't fool Allah, of course, na'uzubillah, but Allah is happy with that also. So Allah's Rasul also will be happy. Say these words, oh Allah's Rasul, I love you. I love you the most. You are the most dearest to me. And also, if you have a little bit more time, what beautiful ash'ar. Inshallah, in the kitab of the detailed kitab of Durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is ready, but just needs much more checking, there we have tried to bring in a lot of ash'ar. So try and see those ash'ar, learn them also, and read them. Right from the praises of the Quran Sharif, the praises of the Sahaba, Allama Busairi, our great buzurgs, they will just stir your iman. And they will make your iman fresh. So say a few words there also. Don't be too long also, but reasonably. And so this is, Allah Ta'ala had given this greatness to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which till today those words ring out, that قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَ. The other meaning of Al-Kawthar, that Allah has given Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Kawthar. It's not a Salafi group Kawthar, where they trick people and bring them into Arabic language and make them Salafis. There is not that Kawthar. The Kawthar which Allah Ta'ala had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khair kathir, goodness in great abundance. And a whole world's goodness from Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, all the goodness Allah had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the east to the west, the north to the south, dunya, what all the gold and silver, all the riches and all the things of this dunya, that is nothing. The goodness which Allah, what akhlaq. Hey, in that khair kathir, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. He had given you the greatest of akhlaq, the best of characters. In fact, we have given you the franchise of akhlaq. Akhlaq you can't get from anywhere else, you are the sole agent of akhlaq. If anyone wants akhlaq, you have to go to the threshold of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is where you will get akhlaq. And what are the great qualities? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you as a complete, perfect embodiment of goodness. Just like a father does many things for his children, and which the children also understand. My father did this for me. He gave me a business. He gave me a car. He gave me this. He gave me that. They understand. And the father also, other goodness which he has given, he reprimanded the child many times for certain things. He stopped him from many things also. That is also good, but the child can't understand. He feels my father is depriving me. My father is not giving me this. My father is shouting at me. My father is all this. But there is goodness in there also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact in the ayat, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains in the Surah Tawbah, where lot of jihad laws have come. And the Ummati might feel that my Nabi, he put me to very difficult task. He commanded me with jihad. I have to leave my wife, make her a widow, make my children orphans, leave my business alone. My life I have to give. But Allah says right at the end that this is a great Nabi. And whatever he's done, حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ مَا عَنِتُمْ. It hurts him a lot, all those things which will cause you the lowest and the weakest of difficulties. It hurts him a lot. Harisun alikum. He is fully desirous of your good all the time. So that is our Nabi, who just wants our goodness. So every command, every sunnah of Nabi is only for our goodness. Our Shariat, Allah's fazl, is not like that of the Jews, that many things which were good for them, but because of their disobedience and transgression, Allah made it haram. It wasn't anything bad. In our Shariat, only that has been made haram, which is harmful for us. Not as a punishment Allah has made anything. In our Shariat, the spoils of war Allah has made jais. How many other things Allah has made jais? But things which were haram, pork is harmful. It's a dirty animal. And instinct of the pig, terrible instincts will come into you if you will eat pork. So Allah made it haram. Wine is a killer. It will destroy you. Ummul Khabais, the mother of all evils. What and what sin won't you commit if you drink wine? One person, somebody forced him to commit adultery. He said, very bad, I can't commit adultery. Rob somebody, I can't. Kill a little child, I can't. Drink wine, you have to do. There is option, one of the four options you have to take. He said, the lightest is wine. I'll drink wine, I'll make toba. When he drank wine, he committed all the other sins also. So this is what wine is. So Allah made that haram. So all what was harmful for us, only that Allah made haram. And all what was harmful for us, only Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited us from such things. Otherwise, our Shariat is only of goodness. Khair kathir Allah ta'ala has given us. Very briefly, wa inna atainaka al-kawthar. And when that is the case, then realize, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So, turn in the ibadat of Allah. And make sacrifices for Allah. Sacrifice your desires. Allah has put a test. You have got a lot of desires in you. Many desires which are haram also, but sacrifice them. And whenever you have opposition, turn to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Increase your ibadat at that time. Don't increase paying bills for the lawyers and fighting court cases. Don't be running to the court all the time. You increase your ibadat. Allah is the turner of hearts. Everywhere where the great afflictions came on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah immediately فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Make tasbih of Allah. Engage in zikr. Engage in ibadat of Allah. That's a lesson for us also. And don't worry. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. Your enemy, he will be completely cut off. He will be, then nothing will be left of your enemy. One of the previous cartoonists came to, be accepted Islam, came to Rozai Mubarak and begged for forgiveness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And all these people, the 10-12 people will be shot at one time and eliminated at one time. Allah, your enemy, Allah will take care. And their own planning. It's not Muslims just that are hired, some poor weak-minded Muslims are hired and then they go and do this job. Their own people kill their own people. Eh? So you don't worry about the enemy and their planning. Reasonable effort we make. But the main thing is to engage in ibadah and to sacrifice all your haram desires. May Allah Ta'ala let us realize what a magnanimous Rasul we have got. What greatness Allah has given us. And let us follow in His path. Read Durood Sharif. Follow His sunnahs as much as we can. Only goodness will abound to us in this world also. Allah will make a life of Jannat for us in this world. And that life of Jannat from the qabr it will start, the actual life of Jannat. What enjoyments you will get from there already and forever and ever. May Allah bless us with these realities inshallah. And next Islahi Jalsa inshallah will be on the 2nd, 3rd of Jamadul Ula, 21, 22, 23 of February, inshallah. Please try and invite as many brothers as possible. The Juma, Sabt and Ahad, Saturday, Juma, Saturday and Sunday, 3rd weekend of February. Try and invite, please, I ask sincerely, everyone take it seriously, not just the announcement. But that we invite by phone, we use our phone for so many things. We got WhatsApp for free. So for all other things we use it for this. Any small thing, message is gone. All the time, message is coming, message is going. Use it for the sake of deen. Encourage brothers as much as we can. And try and invite brothers to the programs. And those brothers who are responsible in various areas, try please to go personally to other masjids, meet the imams, make an announcement in the masjid, meet people and try and encourage on this good, inshallah, everyone will get a share according to his effort. And we can see, alhamdulillah, by Allah's fazal, how many people's lives are changing. Just imagine this poem, a lady from the UK, yeah, not here in South Africa, not here in Azad, from where? The results are there. Allah is showing us in His kindness, though we are so filthy, dirty, sinners, but Allah is showing. So just put your little share, there is a time to buy the shares. The share price is going to go up. At the time that now the share price is still low, but the dividends are very high now also, and the dividends are going to increase all the time. So buy your shares now, and then you will see later what you're going to yield, what those the shares, what dividends they're going to yield. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Who wants to accept Islam? From where? Okay. MashaAllah. Come forward. Islamic. From where are you? From where are you? Petersburg. Okay, my brother. Okay. You are Tswana? You are Tswana? Which group you belong?
I'm a black person.
Yeah, but which
language? Oh, I use Pedi.
Pedi?
Yeah,
okay. Okay, so do you explain to you everything of Islam?
Yes.
You're happy you accept Islam, yes, inshallah. Yes. Give me your hand.
Okay,
thanks. Right. You read after me what I read, eh? I'll read in Arabic, but I'll tell you what it means, eh?
Yeah.
Or let me tell you first what it means.
Yeah.
It means there is no God, no power, no one can do anything, only one, Allah. He does everything.
Yes.
And Allah sent many prophets, Rasul, messengers. The last is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we believe he is the messenger of Allah, and he's the last and final messenger of Allah Ta'ala.
Yeah.
So read La ilaha la illallahu illal illal Allahu
Muhammadur
Rasulullah. I declare.
Yeah.
Say I declare.
Yes.
Say I declare.
Say I declare.
Yeah. There is only one power.
Yeah.
Say there is only one power.
There is only one power.
Allah.
Allah.
And Muhammad.
And Muhammad.
Is his messenger.
Is his messenger.
May the peace of Allah.
May the peace of Allah.
Be upon him.
Be upon him.
MashaAllah. Now you are a Muslim brother, eh?
Yes.
What is your name?
My name is Errol. Errol.
Arab.
Arab.
Oh, what Muslim name can we give?
I don't know.
What you say? Abdurrahman. You like the name? Abdurrahman?
Abdurrahman.
Abdurrahman.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. So it means the slave of the most merciful. Allah is the most merciful. And you are the slave of the most merciful.
Yes.
Right, so your name is Abdurrahman.
Abdul Abla.
He will teach you, eh? What is your name? Okay, you teach him everything, eh? You tell him everything about Islam? Okay. Okay, you try to help him, eh? And teach him. Inshallah. Inshallah. Satya, satya. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.